Good morning. I can't believe I'm sitting here.
Get out.
I have a few questions.
We have one answer.
Okay. I've been following these things for, I think it's about 8 to 10 months, and I've been in another workshop before. But I get a lot of the stuff, and I practice it. I'm more in appreciation mood nowadays, but I know it's back to the previous guy, but manifestations, I know where they are. First, I want to discuss my weight problem. I've listened to some of the answers that you've given to other people about weight problem, and it's about how you feel, it's not about actions and all that. And I totally understand it, and I get it, I apply it, and now I'm enjoying more foods, and I'm eating more of the things that I've always starved myself from, but I'm gaining weight. So, I'm happier with my body. I appreciate my physical body more now.
Would you say you're getting what you expect from the increase in what you are eating? Is it surprising you that you're eating more and gaining weight, or is it pretty much what you thought would happen?
Well, now that my understandings have changed, I expect to lose weight, not to gain.
Well, the reason that we ask is because whatever you expect is what happens. In other words, expectation is a very powerful word. And of course, like every word, people mean different things sometimes when they use the same word. But your expectation is a sort of merging of what you desire or what you think about and what you really believe about it. So it was actually a trick question in that, are you getting what you expect? Because the answer to that is always yes. It's not possible to ever get something outside of your expectation. So the key to getting something different is to try to spend a little more time thinking about what you want and a little less time about what is. Most people contour and arrive at their expectation based upon what they are observing. So what is has most of their attention, so what is slow to change. And most people come to expect what is, and it's logical, isn't it? You notice it, you collect the data about it, you offer a vibration about it, so it manifests, so you notice it, so it manifests, so you notice it, so it manifests. And that's not a bad thing. It is not a bad thing that there is a platform of expectation from which you are launching into your next creation. We would not ever want to take your ability to observe away from you, because it adds to the stability and the continuity of the platform from which you are creating. But when you want change from what is, then it is your job to spend less time what is-ing and more time what if-ing. Less time observing what is, more time imagining what can be, more time remembering something that you like. And that's how you change expectation. This is the new thing that we were talking about. Expectation can only be changed when you merge together the platform from where you are with something that you want that is beyond it. Be easy with it. Make food your friend. But you see, here's the thing. So let's talk just a little bit about the difference between downstream and upstream. So you tell us if these statements that we're about to give you feel downstream or upstream. And we're going to extract them from you. So we'll contour them to how you're feeling about all of this. I'm looking forward to my body responding to my desire. Is that a downstream statement or an upstream?
Downstream.
If I really had a handle on this, however, I don't think I would be gaining weight. Is that downstream or upstream?
Upstream.
Had a little resistance in it, didn't it? Mm-hmm. It's all right that I'm not getting the immediate manifestation that I seek while I'm finding my vibrational balance. Is that downstream, or upstream? I do believe that my body does respond to my thoughts. Downstream, or upstream? And I recognize I have a variety of thoughts, but I'm doing better and better at getting them in the direction that pleases me, downstream or upstream. So now, as we played this game, it was pretty easy to feel which thoughts were helpful, or at least which thoughts were downstream and which thoughts were upstream. We know you get that. In other words, you've been thinking about positive thoughts for a long time. You can feel subtle differences even. Mm-hmm. So now, think about behavior. So now, you want to not only offer words or thoughts that are downstream, you want to offer behavior that feels downstream. So now you're thinking about eating something that you haven't been eating for a long time because you believe that it is not in alignment with the shrinking results that you're reaching for. And now you're getting ready to dive into it. You've decided to just push through and take the action anyway. Is that a downstream action or an upstream action?
Upstream.
It is, isn't it? We're not saying to you to stop paying attention to your behavior because your behavior compounds whatever it is you've got going on vibrationally. We're suggesting that when you warm up with your thoughts and words, that then the behavior is easier to fall into alignment with too, you see, until you can reach the place where you can feel it and really mean it, that diving into that really feels downstream instead of upstream. So the rule of thumb that we would use is don't take action until you've lined up the energy first. And that's what we mean by spend at least as much time in warming up emotionally, vibrationally, as you do actually participating in the event of partaking of food. And as you begin doing that, you'll get your energy lined up. You'll be flowing downstream. And when you're flowing downstream vibrationally, the behavior that used to feel upstream will stop feeling so upstream. And when the behavior that used to feel upstream feels downstream, now the whole of you is in alignment. And that's what that good, flowing, fast-moving metabolism is about. In other words, contradictory, I want it, but I want it, but I want it, but, is a body that isn't functioning in the way you really want it to be. But when you've lined up and lined up and lined up and lined up, now the behavior that you're inspired to won't be behavior of deprivation. It will be different behavior because the stream is flowing in a more powerful, less resistant way. Best description we've ever given about that.
It is the best.
Very good.